Right, back to the Air New Zealand story and the lack of refunds. Philip Wilson booked two trips through Air New Zealand, one to Brisbane with his wife in May and another to Fiji in September for seven family members. He wants his money back. He's on the line now. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Corin.
So you're emphatic. You want the money back. You don't want to wait for a credit.
I think the right thing to do from a Kiwi perspective would be to get the refund, because they've made the use of credits very, very onerous.
So, well, tell us, how difficult has it been from your perspective with these flights? Talk us through that.
Well, for instance, you know, the credits that you do get wouldn't half cover the cost of the flights that I booked at premium rates. Just so your listeners know, by the way, you're not covered by insurance for any of this, just in case anybody says, oh, why? Well, it should be covered. Well, no, you're not. Insurance doesn't cover this kind of eventuality. The other thing is the only way you can gain those credits is by ringing them up at the moment, and they're going to tell you they're getting a new digital platform, which they hope to have online soon to make the credit use more easy. Well, let's hope for that. That's something for the future. But no, at the moment, you might be listening to Greensleeves for 2.5 hours.
Just talk us through, I'm interested, the family trip to Fiji for seven, how does the credit work for that? Does it go back to all seven people?
Yes,
or
okay.
Or the one who booked it all?
Can't wait to tell you about that. That's unbelievable. I mean, they're sort of policing that and saying that each individual that's booked, that a ticket is booked for, gets the credit. Well, I'm a pensioner who was going on a once-in-a-lifetime trip for, you know, a family, and I had paid for some grandchildren to go as well. And, you know, some of them, of those seven tickets, were bought for 5- and 3-year-old children. And those credits are just as much as adult credits, because they were discounted fares, admittedly. So we're all getting about a $400-and-odd credit plus taxes. So I have to book those names. That makes it extremely complex. Why should they police that? I'm a one AirPoint member. It was one bill on one credit card. Give me a credit back and I'll use it as I can. I don't believe we'll ever be in a position to have exactly those names all together again in the same way.
There will be some listening, and obviously Air New Zealand, which says it simply can't pay everybody back, that it would have to dip into the $900 million that the government has lent it. These are extraordinary circumstances. It's almost appealing to a patriotic duty here for you to not seek the refund.
Well, my response to that is that I don't play the stock market. I don't want shares in New Zealand. I already have by the fact that I'm a taxpayer and we've given them a big bailout. Why should a limited number of people who are in my position have additional risk with their money propping up an airline? Look, I am very patriotic to New Zealand. I love this country on every level and I'll do everything I can for us to come out of it. But I don't see why I should be unreasonably... at risk because of, you know, we don't have money, my wife and I, to spend $5,000 to help New Zealand get out of their current trouble.
All right, thank you very much for that, Philip. Philip Wilson there, an Air New Zealand customer who's not happy with the current lack of refund. Do let us know on the text 2101. There have been a lot of people who have been doing that this morning.